The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Today's daf is being studied the Adon Shmat Marat Zekinatiya for Batzara. ודאי נשפט אברהם בן אסתר וחושב תניחם בגן עדן אמן תראי סתף אז בן סתף אשר אמר משה בן דירה וג'יימי בן מרלן אין נרפן להם אין נרפן להם פרט הנפש ופרט הגוף ואתם קרובה לבוא וכן ירסו ורמר אמן ובגן תראי סתף on קופטט עמוד בית and we are starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom right at the two dots תראו לבנן מנהים לכהן שבא ומקריב קורבנותיו בכל עת ובכל שעה שירצה. How do we know that a Kohen can bring his private korban anytime he wants, even though it's not in the mishmar, he's not in the mishmar of that given week that he brings the korban and he gets to eat the meat and the skins that belong to him. And she says, שבא ומקריב אם נדר קורבן ולנדר או שהיה מוטל עליו חטאת, הוא היה זו קורבן חטאת ואשם חובה, מקריב אף במשמר שאינו שלו. He can bring the Qurban even outside of his mishmar. So Talmud Omar, Uba Bechol Avat Nafsho Vesheret. He can come at his heart's desires whenever he wants. Bechol Avat Nafsho Vesheret, and he can serve. He doesn't have to necessarily come on his mishmar. Uminayin Shavodata Ve'orash. How do we know that the Avodah is done by him and the Orah, the skins, belong to him? That she says Shavodata Schar Avodata Dahainu Besara. Not the actual service, but it means schar avodah. Schar avodah is the meat. How do we know that he gets to eat the meat and he gets the skins? So Talmud Omar, Gemara says, Ve'ish et kadashav lo yihyu. That the kadashav belong to the Kohen himself. So the Gemara gives a situation. Haketzat, what would the case be? Imaya ba'al mum. If let's say the Kohen that's bringing this korban indeed was a ba'al mum. Now, what does it mean, Baal? So that she tells us what that means. Ra'ui le'echol. A Baal Mum is able to eat kadashim. Ve'en ra'ui le'akriv. But he cannot be makriv. The basic principle of it is going to be whatever he could do, so then he's able to appoint a shaliach to do. Whatever he can't do automatically goes to the mishmar of the week. So therefore, Baal Mum, he's able to eat. However, he's not able to be makriv. So therefore, the din is going to be, the mishmar is going to be makrivit, and he would be able to eat it. So that she says, Ba'al mum, ra'ui le'echol, ve'en ra'ui le'akriv, en yachol la'asot shaliach la'akrava. Mi shi'irtze, who he wants, ela notna l'bnei ha'mishmar. It goes to the default. That's the b'nei mishmar. Ve'u'il ve'u ra'ui le'achila, karinam be ve'ishet kadashav. But since he's ra'oi to eat it, it's considered v'ishit kadashav, it's his kadashim. Lefikach avodah ve'orah shelo. Therefore, the avodah means char avodah. The meat and the skins belong to him. And the avodah itself, the hakrava, is done by the mishmar. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, ha'ketzat. Im haya ba'al mum notna lekohen shevoto mishmar v'avodata ve'orah shelo.
What's that mean?
Let's say he's not sick enough or he's not old enough, he could still do the avodah himself. But he's too old to eat. He's too sick to eat. So that's already the reverse. So therefore the avodah then he's able to do himself. However, the akhila is going to go to the mishmar. So the Gemara says, "V'yaya zaken ocholed notna lechol kohen chiyirtze." So then he could designate anybody to bring the korban, because he himself could bring the korban. However, va'avodah ta've'ora la'anshe mishmar, but avodah, meaning the achila of the meat and the or, goes to the mishmar. So it's working with the same principle. Hay zaken O chole hechidame. So the Gemara says, why? What type is zaken o chole we talked about over here? Ide matzi avid avoda. If he's able to eat, avoda means he's able to eat the meat. So avoda tav ora namet tevedide. That he should be able to eat it himself. Why does he have to let the mishwar eat it? The ide lo matzi avid avoda. And if we're talking about over here where he cannot do the avoda, so then. How is he able to then appoint a shaliach? Why? What's the question? The Gemara's question was, because we just said above, if he's a zaken or chole, the kohen that's talking about over there. So it says, notna lechol kohen shirtze. He can give it to any kohen that he wants. Va'avodata ve'ora, and the eating, because since he can't eat it, we're assuming, goes to the davka, the anshei mishmar. So he does the avodah, he can give it to, basic rule again, whatever he can do, he can designate to somebody else. Whatever he can't do, automatically goes to the default, which is the anshe mishmar. So to that, what I want to know, this zakin, what type of zakin are we talking about? Eid matzei avid avodah, if we're talking about over here, that what? That he's able to do the avodah, meaning everything. Let's say he's able to do the korban, and he's able to eat it, so therefore what does he have to designate a shaliach, then he should be able to designate a shaliach for everything. And if he's unable to do the avodah, meaning he cannot do service and he cannot eat, then he should not be able to designate anything. What type of zaken are we talking about? If he could do everything himself, then he should be able to appoint the shaliach for everything. If he can't do anything, he should not be able to appoint the shaliach for nothing. So the Gemara wants to know what type of zaken we're talking. So the Gemara, Amar Papa, Shiachol La'asot Al Yedei HaDachak. Yeah, he's able to bring the Qurban Al Yedei HaDachak, meaning if he pushes himself, and he's able to eat it Al Yedei HaDachak. Which is, if he forces himself, he can bring it. He's weak, but he can bring the korban, and he's able to eat it if he has to force himself. So the Gemara says, "Avodah dechi avid al yadahak, avodah yomashve shaliach, achila dechi achil al yadahak, achila gasahi, achila gasah lav klum hu mishmachi, avodata ve'orah le'anshe mishmar." The Gemara says, "The difference between avodah al yadahak and achila al yadahak. The avodah al yadahak is considered an avodah." And therefore, he's able to do it himself. Therefore, he can appoint a shaliach to do it. But achila al yedei hadachak is not considered an achila. Therefore, the achila is considered nothing. Therefore, it's only done by the anshei mishmar. So again, we're talking about a zaken or chole that can do all the service, but al yedei hadachak, meaning bekoshi, it'll be difficult for nobody can do it. Service al yedei hadachak counts as service. So if he can do it, he can appoint a shaliach to do it. But eating, that's not considered an eating. Eating al yedei hadachak is achila gasa. It's not considered an eating. Therefore, it's really, he can't eat it. Therefore, who eats the korban in this case over here? The anshei mishmar. Amar Rav Sheshat, imaya kohen tameh. Let's say the kohen himself was tameh. So it says, be korban sibur. But he was bringing a korban sibur. Public korban. Now, we have a general rule that when it comes to korban sibur, we say tum'ah hutra be sibur, which means sometimes a korban sibur can be brought if there's nobody else to bring it. The Kohen who's Tameh can actually bring a Korban Sibur. So the Gemara says, if the Kohen who's Tameh, be Korban Sibur, and a Korban of Sibur, notna lechol mi shirtze. Again, since he can bring it himself, so he's able to also designate and give it to anybody he wants. However, Halakha says that Achilat Korban cannot be done even by a Kohen Tameh. So therefore, the Achilat is going to be given to the Anshe Mishmar. Avodah by the Kohen Tameh, Achila by Mishmar. Now the Gemara says, what are you talking about? What's the case? The Gemara says, Hechi Tameh. Idika Tehorim, if there's other Kohanim that are Tehorim in the world, Temeim Mimatsu Avdeh, so you can't even bring it then. Ve'ideleka Tehorim, and if you tell me, no, there's no other Tehorim, Avodata Ve'oran Anche Mishmar, HaTemeim Ninu. How can you say that Anche Mishmar are going to eat it? They're Tameh as well. So what's the case? So the Gemara says, and they won't be able to eat it themselves. Amarava, ema leba'ale mumim tehorim shebe'oto mishmar. We're talking about where the people in the Anshe Mishmar are tehorim, but they're ba'ale mumim. A ba'al mum is not able to bring a korban, but is able to eat. So therefore, nobody else is able to bring it because either they're Tameh or Ba'aleh Mumin. So therefore the actual Kohen Tameh can bring it or designate somebody else that's Tameh to bring it. When it comes to eating, since he cannot eat it, we give it to the Anshei Mishmat, which means they're Tehorim, but they are Ba'alei Mumin. Ba'alei Mumin renders them unfit to bring the Qurban, but they're still fit to eat the Qurban. Therefore, he gives the Anshei Mishmat to eat. Amar Rav Asher, imaya Kohen Gadol Onen. Okay, Kohen Gadol, that Onen meaning they buried, that someone of his relatives died, and it's before the burial. So in the Torah, the first day before they burial is considered Arinut De'oraita. However, the law is that a Kohen Gadol still brings Korbanot in the state of Arinut. So the deen is, imaya Kohen Gadol Onen, notna lechol Kohen Shirse, he can give it to whoever he wants, since he can bring it in a state of Arinut. He can give it to anybody he wants. However, Va'avodata Ve'ora L'Anshei Mishmat. However, Achilat Ba'aninut is not allowed. So therefore, since Achilat Ba'aninut to Kohen Gadol is not allowed, so therefore he gives it to the Anshei Mishmat of that week. So the Gemara says, Ma'ka Mashmalan. That last case was the Chiddush. Tanina, we know it already. We have a Braita, we have a Mishnah. Kohen Gadol Makriv Onen Ve'enu Ochel. We know that. A Kohen Gadol is able to be Makriv Onen, but he's not able to be Ochel. Ve'enu Cholek Le'echol La'erev. Nor is he even allowed to get a piece of the achilah that's edible the following night. Halakha says min haTorah, aninut is only on the day of the death where they didn't bury it. However, once the night comes, aninut laila is only midrabban. The following night is only midrabbanan. So technically, from the Torah, he'd be able to eat from the korbanot at night. But the Gemara says that he's not even allowed to divide food while he's in Onen De'oraita in order to eat it that night, even though the Aninut is only the Rabbanan. But what do you see clearly from this Mishnah? That it says, it spells it out very clearly to us, that in Onen, while he's allowed to bring, he's not allowed to eat. So what was Rava's Chiddush telling me? Oh, you should know, Onen Kohen Gadol, he could designate somebody to bring it, but he cannot designate somebody to eat it. That's obviously... So comes the Gemara and says... You would have thought that maybe the Torah was lenient on a Kohen Gadol to bring the Korban, but maybe they didn't go so far to allow him to appoint a Shaliah. That's why he's an Onen. So maybe they were lenient to Gabe him. He wants to bring a Korban, fine. But maybe they didn't go so far that he could appoint a Shaliah. So Rabbi says, no. Since he could bring it, he could appoint the Shaliah. I don't think that the rabbis did not allow him to do that as well. So those are all the dinim of Fanim. Ting. Hagozel et ager. Okay, we had this on yesterday's daf. Guy steals from a convert. Vinishba'lo. He swore falsely. I didn't steal it. Vemit. The convert died, and then he was modeh. What's the din? Harez mishalem kerem v'chomesh l'kohanim v'asham l'mezbayach. Shene emar. ואם אין לאיש כהן להשיב האשם אליו, האשם המושב להשם, לכהן מדבד אל הכיפורים אשר יכופר בו עליו. ולמד on yesterday's daf, actually a parashah in the Torah, that says, when a person steals from a convert, convert does not have any, if he does not have any relatives, which a lot of times a ger does not, because a ger that converts, כקטן שנולד דמה, therefore, he stole from him. Now what happened? He was swore to him. The ger said, hey, give me back my item. I don't have it. Okay, nishba. And then the ger died. And then what the guy do? He was more days. You know what? He went to bed and said, I stole. Now there's no ger and there's no relatives to take the money. So the deen is, it goes to Hashem. Meaning he owes that money. Keren, Chomesh, and Hashem to who? To the Kohanim. So we said we actually give it to that mishmat of that week. Gets the keren, they divide it amongst themselves. And the Chomesh, and he has to bring El Kippurim, has to bring Korban Hashem to mechaper for the Korban, for the Shavuah that he made. Haya, Ma'alet, the Kesef et Hashem. Let's say he was bringing the Kesef up to Yerushalayim, and the Hashem as well. And what happened? Vamit, he died. The guy, the thief himself died on the way. So that the deen is, Vamit, HaKesef Yenaten LeBanav. Oh, so now you don't have to give the money to the Kohanim anymore. Now already his children inherit the money. The Asham, already he designated the Korban for Korban Asham. Now you can't bring it for a dead man. He's dead. let the korban graze until it gets a ba'al mum, v'yimmacher, sell it, v'yipinu dama, then dava, and use the money to bring a korban the dava in the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, that she says, a kiss if you're not in the banav, shil gazlan, da zacha be'mita tagir, אלא לבעיה למעבד השווה, כי איך היא תתווה לכפרה, אשר ועתה, והשתעתו לכפרה כבדמית. Exactly. The only reason why, really when a deen, technically, when the ger died, the gazam was going to have the money. However, the Torah says, to get kapara for the shivu'ah that you made, we want you to give the money to the kohanim. Once he dies, then there's no more kapara for him. His death is the kapara. So therefore, his children are able to take the money itself. But the korban, okay, so the korban, you have to let it graze, and so on and so forth. Ha'asham yir'ayah, that she says, dehavi asham shemetu ba'ana. That's a law. A korban asham, that its owners died, is yir'ayah ad shistaev, and then the money goes to Nedabahara. She says, the shofarot kayit samizbeh, meaning you put it in the shofarot. Those are the baskets that they had with the money in the Beit HaMikdash. And what do they do it for? Olot basal l'shem ve'orot l'kohanim, which means you bring. There's a lot of kayitz mizbeh. The mizbeh had to be constantly working, so they would use this money for throwing korbanot on the mizbeah, and of course the meat would go to Hashem, the ona, and the skins go to the kohanim of that mishmar. Natan hakesef l'anshe mishmar. Let's say he gave the kesef to Anshe Mishmar, like he was supposed to do. Vemit. Oh, now what happened, in the interim, he died. Before he actually brought the korban, Hashem. En ayoshim yicholim leotzi mi adam. Finished. They can't ask for a refund. They can't come along and say, listen, you didn't bring it anyway. Bring it, give us back the money. Shne'emar, v'ish asher yiten kohen lo yiyeh. Finish. Once you give the money to the kohen, no refunds. No, yeah, belongs to him. He cannot ask for his money back. Now, Natana kesef lihoyariv ve'asham liyidaya. As I told you, there were 24 mishmarot in the Beit HaMikdash. Each mishmar had a different leader or a different name. Week number one's mishmar was called Yehoyariv, and the week number two's mishmar was called Yidaya. So now, really, according to halakha, he's supposed to give everything to the same mishmar. He's supposed to give the kesef and the asham to the same mishmar. The guy didn't do that. What did he do? The kesef that he's supposed to give back, he gave to mishmar number one. The asham liyidaya. Okay? But as long as the rule is going to be over, as long as the money came first, he was yotze. The money has to be returned before the korban asham is brought. So long as you think, that's the main item, ashava. So long as you gave back, because you can't bring korban asham, so long as you didn't give back the money. What are you bringing a korban hatat for? What are you bringing an asham for? You still have the money in your hand. So if he, even though he shouldn't have done it, the deen is yatza. He is yotze. Rashi, mishmeret yehoyariv rishona lechol ha-mishmarot v'shel yedaya achareha. Natan ha-gazlan et ha-kesef lehoyariv b'mishmarto v'akratan l'shem asham l'yed ha-mishmarto yatza k'dem j'azil sh'mevi gezelo ad shelo evi korban ashamo yatza v'ze zacha b'shelo v'ze b'shelo. Good. Even though you didn't do it out of order, I mean, you did it in two mishmarot, it counts. However, the Mishnah says, asham lehoyariv the kesef liyedaya. He did the reverse. He gave the asham to Yehoyariv, and then he gave the money to Yedaya. Depends. Im kayam asham. If the asham is still around, so then they didn't bring it yet. So then yakribeu bnei Yedaya. Let Yehoyariv give the asham to Yedaya, and they'll bring it. As opposed to saying, no, let Yedaya take the money. And Yehoyariv will hold the Qurban a year, well, for half a year, till their shot comes again, till their rotation comes. Don't do that. He'll give the Qurban to Yedaya, and let them take care of it. V'im lo, now let's say they brought it already. Well, now you're out of order. Now you brought Asham, and then in Kesef, no good. Yahzir v'yavi Asham Ahir. He's got to bring indeed another Qurban Asham. Shamevi gizelo. Ad shelo vi ashamo yatza. However, evi ashamo ad shelo vi gizelo lo yatza. If the asham came first, no good. If the money came first, then the asham, good. Okay? Rashi says, im kayam asham yakriveu bene yidaya. Dekansinu lihoyariv la'azira asham. It's a kanas really to Yehoyariv, even though they got the korban. We tell Yehoyariv, give that korban and give it to Yedaya. Why do we punish Yehoyariv? The shelo kedin avud beno Yehoyariv, the kabul asham mikame kesef. Exactly. Who told you to take the asham before you got the money back? You're wrong. You should have told them, listen, we can't take the asham until you give us the money. You took the asham, but they wanted to take the asham, they wanted the korban. So we can ask them. I mean, you got to give that asham now to Yedaya, and they bring it. But Yedaya, they kind of miknas midi. Which means you can't punish Yedaya, because bottom line, the guy gave back the money when it was their mishmar. They didn't do anything wrong. The problem was the first mishmar. Why did you take the money? Why did you take the asham early? So therefore, the karasis, they have to give the asham to Yedaya. Last part of the mishnah. Natan et ha-keren, v'lo natan et ha-homesh, en ha-homesh me'akev. Okay, general rule. Let's say he gave the kohanim keren. Now you really have to give the kohanim keren, homesh, asham. They gave keren, but they didn't give homesh. The homesh is not me'akev to bring the asham. Just to bring the asham, you need principal payment back. So as the principal payment was given back, the asham is able to be brought. Okay, that's Rashi. Look at Rashi. Natan et ha-keren le-kohanim. En ha-homesh me'akev b'le-akriv et ha-asham im lo natan adayin. Right, if you didn't give it already, okay? U'besof natan, eventually you're going to give it. But the point is, the asham is not the me'okav, as long as you gave the keren. Comes the Gemara and begins, Tanu Rabbanan. We have a braita. Again, all this Gemara is going to talk about the subject of the Mishnah, Gezel ha-ger. The stealing from a ger, and we're going to learn pesukim now over here. Basically, we have pesukim over here. The part of the pasuk says asham, and the pasuk says mushav, and the pasuk says el kipurim. But you gotta give three things. You gotta give keren, homesh, and asham. All the Gemara can do over here is learn the words. Which word do you learn keren from? Which word do you learn homesh from? And which word do you learn asham from? Okay, nafkamina. Really, everybody agrees you got to give all three items. What's nafkamina? What word you learn it from? The point is you got to give all three items. There'll be nafkaminot based on which word you're going to learn it from. The Gemara is going to say. We're going to start. Taru Rabbanan, we have a braita. Start. Asham, that's written in the pasuk. Christ says, Asham ha-mushav. You got to return the Asham to the Kohanim. Zeh keren. Okay, that's the principle. Ha-mushav, that you return zeh homesh. Okay? So Gemara says, O en o ela asham ze ayil. Who says? Maybe asham is the korban. Right? Korban asham. Maybe it's the korban asham you have to bring. Gemara says, Umay nafkamina. What's the difference? Everybody agrees, bottom line, you still got to bring all three items. So what's the word you learned it from? So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you. Lapuke midraba. De amarava gezel ager. Let's say they returned the money at night. The guy stole from a ger. He went to the kohen. He paid them at night. No good, according to Rava. Lo yatsa. Or let's say he paid installments. He paid half of it, then he paid the other half the next day. No good. Why? My tama asham karya rahmana. Because he learns keren from the word asham, and therefore it's got to be like a korban asham. And just like a Qurban Asham you cannot bring at night, and you cannot bring a Qurban Asham in installments, so therefore it's big nafkamina where you learn keren from. Which means, if you come along and say, Asham is the Qurban, so then keren, give whatever you want. But if you say, Asham is the keren, then already the keren has a deen of a Qurban Asham. Nafkamina, you won't be able to pay it back at night, you won't be able to pay it back, lahatsa'in. So there is a nafkamina if you're learning keren from the word asham. Does it take on the rules of a korban asham? Look at Rashi, please. Rashi says, ulmay nafkamina. Da'mimman nafshach tarvayu ka'amar kera. Which is mimman nafshach, the pasuk is telling you both items. You got to bring the keren, and you got to bring the korban. So it says, so therefore, the nafkamina is going to be, if you learn keren from the word asham, then like I said, you have Rava's hadush. You can't bring it at night, and you cannot bring it l'chatsa'in. So it comes and goes, and I'll prove it to you what it is. Kishu omer milevad ela kipurim, have Omer Asham Zekerin. Correct. The pasuk clearly says the Qurban Asham, which says Melevat Ela Kippurim, besides the Qurban. Oh, so Ela Kippurim is the ayin. So the ayin already is mentioned in the pasuk. So what must be the word Asham coming to teach me? Kerin. Because the end of the pasuk says milirad. You have to bring keren and you have to bring chomesh. Besides the er the kippurim, besides the ayah that is for kapara. So korban is already written explicitly. So but what must be Hashem coming to tell me? Cannot be coming korban. Korban is written at the end of the pasuk. Ela must be coming to tell me the keren. Okay, next one. Tanya idach. We have another braita. Hashem ze keren. Hamushav ze chomesh. O eno ela Hashem ze chomesh. Okay. How do you know Hashem is keren? Maybe Hashem is coming to teach me chomesh. Okay. The man of Kamina. Again, say what's of Kamina. Either way, everybody agrees you got to be keren and chomesh. So it says, Lapukeim imatnitim. Ditnan, we learned in our Mishnah, Natanu ta keren, velo natanu ta chomesh, ena chomesh me'akif. Because we learned what? In our Mishnah, if you gave keren, already you can bring the korban, even though you didn't give the chomesh. However, adraba, chomesh me'akif, which means if the Torah is referring to the chomesh as Hashem, so therefore the chomesh is the main thing. And therefore, you cannot bring the korban unless you gave the chomesh. So depending on what you learn from the word Hashem, either it's keren or it's chomesh, that's going to be the main item. If you learn it's keren, then in the chenameh. Just once you gave keren, you can bring the korban. But if you learn it's chomesh, then the opposite. You have to give the chomesh in order to validate the korban. That's going to be nafkamina. So Gemara says, no, keshu omer, v'shivet Hashemo berosho, v'chamishito, avi omer, Hashem ze keren. Clearly the pasuk says, that you give the Hashemo berosho, that berosho means, initially, that's the keren payment, or the payment. And then what does it say? V'hamishito. So clearly, v'hamishito is written. So therefore, Hashem must be talking about keren, because v'hamishito is written. So therefore, we know it's talking about keren. That's why the Mishnah said the keren is me'akev, the korban tanya idach. We have another beraita. Hashem ze keren. Hamushav ze chomesh. Ubgeze lager, katu medaber. This is talking about gez lager. Okay, we know that. O eno ela hamushav ze kefil. Oh, maybe the word hamushav is talking about that you have to return. Maybe it's about kefil. And we're not talking about gez lager. Ubegenevat lager, katu medaber. What's the difference between gezel and geneva? Gezel means you stole it from the guy in broad daylight. There's no kefil on gezel. Geneva is you stole it at night, let's say, in hiding. On Geneva, there's a din of kefir. So who told you that this pasuk is talking about gezel agir? Maybe the pasuk is talking about genevat agir. And therefore, when it says hamushav, who told you hamushav is homish? Maybe hamushav is kefir. That you have to give the kohanim kefir when you stole from agir. Maybe it was genevat agir. How do you know? Maybe hamushav is talking about kefir. Keshu omer veshivet Hashemo berosho. V'chamishito, hare mamon, hamishtalem, b'rosho ha-katuv, medaber. Which means, when it says, v'eshiv et Hashemo b'rosho, that sounds like, the word b'rosho sounds like a principal payment. When you talk kefil, you wouldn't use that word. Principal payment means you pay the principal, then you had a chomesh. However, if it was kefil, it wouldn't use that lashon, b'rosho. Because kefil, you just pay twice. There's no berosho, it's not a principle, it's just a kefir. So the fact that he uses berosho, must be we're talking about it's gezel, where there's only a principal payment, there's no double, and then you pay the chomesh and the asham. Look at Rashi, mishtalem berosho keren lebado shehu rosh. You call a keren payment rosho, because it's the only payment, it's the head payment, and you pay the rest. Okay, gufa. We have a statement that we just learned. Amalava gezel agesh yachziro balayla lo yatsa. Yachziro lachatsa'in lo yatsa. May ta'ama Hashem karyeh rahamana. Okay, that's the first din of Rava. He learned from the word Hashem is keren. Therefore, keren has a law like a korban Hashem. Could you bring a korban Hashem at night? No. Beyom tzavoto, it says. Could you give a korban Hashem lachatsa'in? No, you got to bring the korban at the same time. Similarly, when you're making the payment back to the Beit HaMikdash, you cannot make the payment at night, nor can you pay it l'chatsa'in. Next din, v'amarava, gezel hager, she'en bo shave peruta lechol kohen v'kohen, lo yatsa yedei chovato. May ta'amad ikhtiv ha'asham hamushav, עד שיהיה השבה לכל כהן וכהן.
Wow.
You return the money to the Kohanim, to the Mishmar. If there's not a Shaveh Peruta to go around to each Kohen in the Mishmar, lo yatza. He's got to give more money. He's got to compensate out of his pocket that each Mishmar, each guy in the Mishmar should at least get a Shaveh Peruta's worth. Because it says in the Pasuk, Ha'asham Ha'mushav. It's got to be returned to the Kohanim. If a Kohen did not get a Shaveh Peruta's worth, he didn't get a Shaveh. So therefore he's got to send out of pocket in order to compensate, to make sure that the whole Mishmar at least gets a Shaveh Peruta. Rashi says, look at the Rashi, second line to the bottom, Lechol Kohen V'Kohen, Shaveh Mishmar, Umosit Meshelo, Od Lashlim. He has to add from his own pocket in order to be Meshlim, in order to fulfill. Ba'e Rava. So Rava has a question. En Bo Lemishmeret Yehoyariv. V'yesh Bo Nemishmeret Yedaya. Okay, now you get the case over here. Now, there's not enough money to go around for Yehoyariv, for the first Mishmar. But there's enough to go around for the second Mishmar, Yedaya. So what's the Shaila? What do you want to do now? So maybe he wants to hold back the money to the next week and give it to Yedaya. So give it us away. What happened? What's the case over here? Ile madia veli Yedaya. B'mishmeret Yedaya ha'ipe. But I don't need a great case of that. If he waited till next week, I gave the money to Yedaya, you go, Yedaya, there's enough for Yedaya to go around. There's no hadush on that case. So he says, no, you know what the case is? Lo tzirika di ha'beli Yedaya b'mishmeret Yehoyariv. He gave it to Mishmar number 2 during the week of Mishmar number 1. Right? Which means he gave it to the next Mishmar, even though it wasn't their time to serve yet. So the question is like this: my mi amrinan kevan de lav mishmartohu lakelumu? Do you say it's not the mishmar? It's nothing. Or dilma kevan de lo hazide mikaral yedeakaye? Or do you say since the money is not that we for yoyariv, because there's not enough money to go around, so therefore mikara it was never worthy for the first mishmar. Therefore, you can give it to the second mishmar. That's the Gemara's question. Tikkun, the Gemara lives it in a safek. Okay, sheila. Ba'e Rava. Rava is another question over here. Kohanim, ma'u shi'achliku gez lager, keneged gez lager. Can the Kohanim now make deals with each other? And they come along and say like this, I'll give you gez lager, and when you get gez lager, next time you give it to me. Kohanim from different mishmarot now. And they want to start trading the gez lager. Hey, you know, what Kohen needs money? Right, you know what? You give me the gezel again now, your gezel again, and when my time comes, I'll trade you the gezel again. That's the she'elah. Can they make helukim over here? Okay? Or in the same mishmar. It doesn't have to go down to the mishmar. It could be in the same mishmar. They're allowed to trade the gezel again amongst themselves. You give me yours this time, and I'll give you mine the next time. Mi amlinan asham kariya rahmana. If you say, well, the payment is called asham, ma asham en holkim, asham keneged asham, av gezel en holkim, gezel keneged gezel ager, o dilma gezel ager mamunahu. How do you look at it? If you look at it as a korban asham, you don't trade. You don't say, you eat this time and I'll eat yours the other time. Whoever brings the asham eats the asham. You don't trade asham. Similarly, you cannot trade the money. Or do you say, no, it's called asham, but it's really money. And then for money you could trade. So Kibbutz Hadar Pashta. After he asked the question, he answered it. Asham Kariya Rahmana. It's called an Asham, it's like a Korban Asham. And therefore the deen is you can't trade Gezel Agir, Kriget Gezel Agir. Ravacha, Pered Rava Matila Behedya. He said it beferush. Amar Rava, Kohanim En Chokim, Gezel Agir, Kriget Gezel Agir. My Tama, Asham, Kariya Rahmana. Comes again when I continues. Ba'e Rava. Rava has a question. Kohanim begezel ager. These Kohanim begezel ager yorshim havu o mekable matanot havu. How do you consider them? When they get this money from the guy that stole from the ger, do you look at the Kohanim as inheritors, or do you look at them as receivers of matanot? Okay, what's nafkamina? So Gemara says, "The mind of kamina, kegon shegazal chametz be'avar alav pesach." The guy stole from the ger hametz. And what? Now the hametz is avar alav pesa, which is asur banaa. I amar yorshinavu. If you come along and say that the kohanim are considered like the inheritors of the ger, right? They take the place of inheritors. So then already haynu haydi arte morit, which means this hametz that the ger would have inherited, now the ger is not around. So therefore, you give it to the kohanim, which is if the ger was around, the guys are able to tell the ger, "Hare shelcha lefanecha." Right? We learned that already. Hametz shavar alav pesach, even though there's no usage for it, since it's still around, the guy can tell the guy, "Hare shelcha lefanecha." Here's your item, because it's hezekshi enu nikar. So therefore, similarly, if you're a yoresh of the ger, I could tell the ger, the kohanim, now, "Hare shelcha lefanecha." Take your hametz. However, v'iyamat mekam lematanot avu. But if you come along and say that they're indeed what? Consider mekablei matana, matana ka'amar rahmana denet ivdehu, ve'alo kaya ivdehu mideh da'afra be'almahu. But if you say they considered mekablei matanot, what kind of matana is this? You gave me dirt. You gave me afar be'almah. I cannot benefit from it. So that's going to be enough kamina. Can you return to the Kohanim hamet she'aval alav ha'pesach? So Kavad Gemaran says, Rav Zeira ba'ayak. Rav Zeira asked the question a little differently. Afilu imtim soilomar mekablei matanavu. Even if you want to say what? The Kohanim are considered mekablei matanad. You're giving them a gift. Halo iba'ayalan. Which means we have no question about hametz. De'ahi matana amar rahmana dinitiv lehu. Which means, even if you want to say the hametz is considered hametz alav pesa, subana'a, we would still call that a matana. It's still considered a matana. He gave them the chametz. Why is that considered a matana? And she says, "V'arehen niftehen." So then, what would the nafkamina be? What would the nafkamina be between the two she taught? Yeah. It's there. You got the matana. However, elaki kame ba'ayalan kigon shenaflu lo esed behemot begezel agir. Oh, the case is talking about that what the guy, let's say, has esed behemot begezel agir. You have 10 behemot. Okay, the guy stole, let's say, 10 behemot begezel agir. Now he has to give that to the kohanim. Mechaybe leafrushe minayu ma'asir. Oh no, to the kohanim now. Have to give ma'asir from those 10 animals. Ma'asir behema. You got to give one as ma'asir. Now, if you say yorshinavu, or no, yorshinavu, if they consider yorshin, v'amar mor, and we learned, kanu betfisat tabayit, which means, hayavin, the law is like this. Let's say, if a child inherits from his father, 10 behemot, the child is hayav to take ma'asir. Odilma mekablei matanotavu. But if it's a gift, we have a law that says utnan halokeyach. If let's say a person buys from the shuk, he buys from the marketplace 10 behemot. We didn't take maaser. Then nitan lo b'matana, or let's say he got a gift, patu maaser behema. My, so therefore that's going to be the nafkamina. Does the kohen have to actually give maaser behema or not? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, יתומים שקנו בהמות בתפיסת הבקלמה נפלו להם בהמות בירושה עד שלא חלקו הלוקח לקח עשרה תלאים שלא נתעשו מן השוק פטור. Okay, the Gemara learns the reason why. So bottom line, that's the שאלה. So according to Rav Zeira, חמץ שעבר על הפסח, does my even want to say it's a matana, you gave back. Here's your matana. What could you do with it? Not too much, but it's a matana. I gave it back. Do whatever you want. I'm sorry, that's what it is. The nafkamina between Yerusha and Matanah is going to be the gabeh, where they gave him 10 animals. Do you consider me Yoresh that he's hayav to give maaser one? Or do you say no, it's considered mekabel matanah, he does not have to give? That's the Gemara's question. Tashema, 24 matanot keuna nitnu le'aron ulbanav. Aaron and his family receive 24 matanot keuna. V'chulam nitnu bichlal ufrat uchlal. Okay, and all of them were given in a klal, prat, klal. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Lechol kodshe b'nei Yisrael, לך נתונים למושחה, כלל. וזה לך מקודש הקודשים, מן האש, פרט. כל מתנה בפני עצמה וכל תרומת קדשים, חזר וכלל. והדר כתיב ברית מלח עולם, בסוף הפרשה, which means, in the parasha that talks about the gifts that you give the Kohanim, we have a klal, a general, then a prat, and then a klal. And then what does it say at the end of that parasha? And then it talks about Brit Melach. What is Brit Melach? That's the law that teaches us that you have to put the salt on the korbanot, and the salt has to go on the mizbeach. What's the connection between putting the salt on the korbanot and giving the Kohanim their gifts? Shekol ha-mekayimam ki'ilu mekayim klal prat uchlal berit me'elach kol ha'over alem ki'ilu over al klal prat klal berit me'elach. What does that mean? Rashi, kol ha-mekayimam ki'ilu kiyim kol ha-Torah kula shenitna lidrosh beklal uprat uchlal uch'ilu kiyim kol ha-korbanot shenitam ben berit me'elach. Wow. Whoever fulfills the 24 matanot, it's as if you fulfill the entire Torah that was given with the principle of a klal, prat, and a klal. And it's as if you fulfill bringing all the korbanot that has the rule of berit melach. And anybody that denies the kohanim of their 24 matanot, it's like they went against the whole Torah that was given in the style of a klal, prat, klal, and as if they denied all the korbanot that have on it berit melach. So you see over here, it's a very strict item. The Torah is telling you that when you give the gifts to the Kohanim, you benefit tremendously. And when you deny them, you deny it. Now the Gemara is going to discuss the 24. It's a deen. When you give the matanot, well, what's the connection between Brit Melach and the matanot? And what's the connection between that? That they would give it in a klal prat klal style. So comes the Gemara and says, to teach me. I mekayem this, you mekayem kol ha-Torah, vegam kol ha-korbanot ki'idu. Im lo, kilu, you went against the Torah, vegam, you went against the korbanot. Now what are the 24 matanot kehuna? So the Gemara now is going to list them. Gemara says, ve'elu hen. Okay, let's go quickly over here. Here they are. Esed b'mikdash. Okay, 10 of them are given to them in the mikdash, that's in the azarat to eat. Ve'arba b'Yerushalayim, 4 of them are given in Jerusalem, the whole city. Ve'esed b'gmulin, and 10 are given throughout the land. So it's divided again, 10, 4, and 10. Esed b'mikdash. Okay, let's go through all of them. Hatat behema. Let's just follow in Rashi. Hey, no Rashi yet. What's hatat behema? Korban hatat. Right, guy made a sin b'shogeg, let's say. Okay, so he brings the hatat to the Beit HaMikdash, so the Kohanim get that over there. Okay, that's one example at least. What else? Hatat ta'of. What's hatat ta'of? Let's say a person cannot afford the regular animal, so it means off instead. Okay, korban olev yored. So therefore, hatat ta'of goes to them as well. What's the next one? Asham vaday. Okay, let's give one case over here. Like we said, the case over here, guy made a shivua, and he said, I don't owe you the money. Right? I don't have it. And then he admitted. Says, we call Hashem. Let's call Hashem Vadai. He definitely made a shivua shav, shivua shekir. Then he has to be called Hashem. That goes to the Kohanim. What else? Hashem Talui. That's a pending Hashem. Okay, what's Hashem Talui? Look at Rashi. Ba'al safek karet. Shelo noda lo sha'avar vaday. He ate a piece of meat, he doesn't know if safek chalev, safek basav. He doesn't know if it was chalev or not. So he has to bring a korban asham, that's called asham talui. Zivche shalme sibur. Okay, that's the korbanot that are brought on Shavuot. The shnei kevasim that are brought on Shavuot. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Kevse aseret. Okay? Velog shemen shel metzora. Okay, a mitzvah on the eighth day of his purity has to bring log shemen. Right, that's a certain measure of oil. Who gets that? Kohanim. Besides the korbanot that he brings, by the way. He brings log shemen as well. Umotara omer. Okay, the leftovers of the korban omer that are brought on the second day of Pesach, Nashi says, Merhat Omer Nikmeset. They take Kemitzah from the Omer. Whatever's left over after the Kemitzah goes to the Kohanim. Ushteh Lechem, that's the two loaves of bread that are brought on the holiday of Shavuot. Velechem Apanim, we know that's the showbread that the Kohanim get as well every week. Ushiyareh Menachot. Anytime a Yahid brings a Mincha, they make Kemitzah. The leftover of the Kemitzah goes to the Kohanim. So those are the 10 items that the Kohanim get in the Mikdash proper. What are the four in Yerushalayim? Ha-Bechora. That's the meat of the Bechor that was not a Baal Mum. You got to bring the Bechor to the Beit HaMikdash and the Kohanim get to eat its meat. That Bikurim, that's Perot of the seven fruit. Right? It is Hata, Usora, Vegever, Utena. First fruit, they have to go to the Beit HaMikdash, bring it in the basket and you give it to the Kohen. The Hamuram Minatoda. When a guy brings a Korban Toda, the items that they take from the Korban, that's the shuk, the right shuk, the right, what do you call it? I guess the thigh, that you give to the Baalim from the Korban Toda, and the four halot. Okay, so again, shuk ha-yamin of Korban Toda, and the four halot that come with it. And the hazeh tenufa. Good, so those are the, meaning the different parts of the Korban Toda. Go to the Kohanim. Continue. El Nazir. Okay, what's that talking about over there? That's talking about a Nazir. After he finishes his Nazirut, he fulfilled the 30-day Nazirut, let's say, whatever his Nazirut was, and he's Tahor. So he has to bring a certain Korban, and they cook the Zeroa, so he eats that, and the Hazeh, and the Shuk. Okay. And the Mincha, whatever comes with it. The Orot Kadashim. Okay, anytime they bring a Kodesh Kodashim, Korban Chata, whatever it may be, the Kohanim get the skins. So those are the items that are in Yerushalayim. Now we go to the 10 items that are throughout Eretz Yisrael. The Eser Bigbulin. Number one, Teruma. That's regular Teruma. That's 2%, let's say. Omer HaTorah, even one Chita from the pile. Utrumat Ma'aser. It means you've got to give 10% to the Levi. The Levi's got to give the Kohen 10% of his piece. That's 10% of the 10%, or it's called Ma'asir, Minah Ma'asir, or Terumat Ma'asir. The Kohen gets that as well. Hala. Okay, hala. If you need some dough, you got to take a little piece of it, you got to give it to the Kohen. Vireshit Agiz. That's the first shearings of the animals. They are Matanot. Anytime a person slaughters an animal, he has to give a Helek to the Kohen. That's the Zerowa, the Hayayim, the Keba. Pidyon Ben, okay, the five coins for Pidyon Ben. Pidyon Peter Hamor, right? When a person has the first born of a Hamor, Peter Hamor, the first one that comes out, he's got to give it to the Kohen as well. Uzde Ahuza. Now we learned already. If a person, let's say, consecrated his field, and then the Gizbar sold it, and the Yovel, the Kohanim, get that field. Uzde Haramim. That's another similar type of item. Instead of making it Hegdesh, he made it Herim, which has a different deen that goes right away to the Kohanim. The Gezel Ager. Oh, here you go. And what? Gezel Ager is considered what? A story where you stole from a Ger, you swore to him falsely. Now the Ger died, you confessed, that money goes to the Kohanim. So what do you see? One of the 24 Matanot is Gezel Ager. Oh, the kakari miat matana. You see, bottom line, it's called a matana. Shmamina mekable matanot avu. So we go back to our question: how do you look at the Kohanim, inheritors or gift receivers? And like you see from this story over, you consider them as gift receivers. Shmamina, and then what's going to be nafkamina? Nafkamina is going to be they don't have to give Ma'asid if they got 10 bemor. Amen, amen.